In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Some words from our readings today. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Follow me. Come and see. So I've chosen not a single text this week, but three short phrases to reflect on now, and if you'd like, and I would encourage you to reflect on during the coming week. We're in this season of Epiphany, and as Father John reminded us and explained to us last week in his sermon, this is a season where the readings are reminding us how God is a God who reveals himself. Epiphany, that revelation, that realization of God's presence. And throughout this season of Epiphany, the series of readings will be sharing some of those insights and revelations, epiphanies of God's presence and God's glory revealed through the Bible. And as we think about the ways in which God does reveal himself, firstly, of course, we think that God is revealed in the scriptures. And as we reflect on the readings today, God is revealed to and through a little child. Again, as we think about the scriptures, God is revealed supremely in the person of Jesus our Lord. And God is revealed in the glimpses of the glory of the kingdom to come, some of which we heard about in the reading from the Revelation to St. John the Divine. So God reveals himself in these ways. But also God is revealed in bread and wine as we share the Eucharist together, and how we long to be able to share in bread and wine together at the end of this dreadful virus outbreak. But God is also revealed in history. He's revealed in history through the action of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the saints. But God is also revealed in the deeds and actions of all those who do good. Those who do such things today are revealing the presence and the love of God. And so the kind word, or the caring act, are ways in which we can glimpse the glory of God's presence and his work in our world today. And especially in these present circumstances, we do give thanks to God for all of those who are putting their lives at risk day by day, those who are selflessly continuing to work for others, sometimes under appalling situations. Those in the NHS, those who are working in our care services, those working in our emergency services, people who are working in our schools, in our councils, in our utilities, those who are continuing to work in transport and retail services, to name but a few, all who by their actions are continuing to serve the communities in which they live, and we thank God for them. So I want to reflect for a short while today on those three phrases which I gave you at the beginning of this address. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Follow me, and come and see. Firstly then, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. A passage from the first book of Samuel, and a passage which perhaps is quite familiar to us as we hear again God calling the child Samuel. But I wonder whether it really struck you. God, the creator of all that is. God Almighty, omnipotent, all-knowing. God is speaking to a young child. Surely that is a pretty radical concept, and one which invites us to ponder and reflect on the way that God speaks, surely. And did you notice in that reading too, the words, "the word of God was rare in those days"? Why? Why was the word of God rare? Was it because God had nothing to say? Or was it perhaps because God was doing other things? Or because he was speaking elsewhere? Was this why the word of God was rare in those days? Or was it because the people weren't listening? Was it because they were not expecting God to speak, or that they weren't open to hear when God did address them? It was these latter reasons, not the former ones, why the word of God was rare in those days. And so in that passage, we find the one who did hear, the one who was listening, the one to whom God did speak. And we find that this was a little child. There's a very profound message, I believe, in this for us. Not just that God might speak to a little child so many years ago, but a message about, are we listening? Are we ready to hear? Are we open to God's word when God speaks to us? But also, who is it today through whom God might be speaking to us? Who is it? Is it that little child? Is it the one who perhaps is on the fringes of the church family or even beyond? Who is it that God might be speaking to us through today? And are we ready to hear it from them? That second phrase, "follow me." These were words which Jesus spoke to Philip. And when Philip heard those words, he didn't know what might lie ahead. He didn't know what might be demanded of him or what risks there might be. He didn't know what joys or challenges or difficulties might arise as he followed Jesus. But he was encouraged and inspired by what he saw in Jesus. God revealed in the person of Jesus. And so Philip responded without question. "Follow me" is what Jesus said to Philip and to those first disciples whom he called by the Sea of Galilee. "Follow me" is what Jesus has been saying to his disciples throughout the ages. And "follow me" is what Jesus says to us today and each day. Finally, that third phrase, "come and see." These words are an encouragement to us to continually come and see the goodness of God, to come and see and to experience God's love and his presence, to encounter our Lord, God revealed in Jesus, God's living word among us. But like Philip too, these are words we can use. Words which we can use to encourage others, to encourage others to come and see as we share in worship. And yes, even when it's online and not in our lovely building. Come and see as we, as a church family, continue to seek to follow Jesus. To come and see as we too seek to share Jesus' love and light in our own lives, in our own church family, and in our community. To come and see as we share the journey of faith like so many others have done in the past. So, three simple phrases for us this week. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Follow me. Come, come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.